You know, as we enter this last week before Christmas, I think we all understand this is supposed to be the most joyful time of year, right? But for many people, this has become the most stressful time of the year, doesn't it seem? What with all the shopping, arranging get-togethers, anticipating or even dreading dealing with the relatives, trying to get all the work caught up so you can take a few days off, and watching that money flow out of your pocket like water from a busted main after a deep freeze. There are many of us who are extremely stressed out, all day, every day, all season long. Ho, 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 my ass, right?
Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast with your host, Rick Sellover, where minor adjustments produce major improvements in mindset, personal growth, and success. This is the place to be every Monday, where we make small improvements and take positive actions in our business and personal lives that will make a major impact in our success, next level growth, and quality of life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sellover. Thanks so much for stopping in. If you're a returning listener and haven't done so already, please take a minute and click the follow or subscribe button, and then rate and review the show. When you rate and review the show, the algorithms for Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and all the other platforms will see that it's valuable and show it to more people that have never seen it before. And hopefully, it can help them too. I would really appreciate your help sharing this word with your friends and family as well. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome. I hope you find something of value here that helps you in your personal or professional life as well. Please make sure to click the subscribe or follow button so you never miss another episode. You know, as we enter this last week before Christmas, I think we all understand this is supposed to be the most joyful time of year, right? But for many people, this has become the most stressful time of the year, doesn't it seem? What with all the shopping, arranging get-togethers, anticipating or even dreading dealing with the relatives, trying to get all the work caught up so you can take a few days off, and watching that money flow out of your pocket like water from a busted main after a deep freeze. There are many of us who are extremely stressed out all day, every day, all season long. Ho, 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 my ass, right? Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's not just you. And it's not just me either. This affects more people than you might imagine. I was just reading an article from Dr. Alan Zimmerman the other day. And here's a couple incredible facts he pointed out. More than 75% of adults report symptoms of stress, including headaches, tiredness, or sleeping problems. 80% of U.S. workers say they experience stress on the job. 75% of employees say they have more on-the-job stress than they did a generation ago. And 25% of employees view their jobs as the number one stressor in their lives. And lastly, nearly half of all U.S. adults, like 50%, say that stress has negatively affected their behavior. In fact, problems at work are more strongly associated with life-threatening health issues than any other life stressor, even more so than financial problems or family problems. You'd think with all the resources and opportunities in the U.S., there'd be a lot less stress here than other places around the world. Nope. The most stressed nations based on a percentage of the population who reported experiencing stress are Greece, 59%, the Philippines, 58%, Albania, Iran, Sri Lanka, all 55%, and it's the same number the U.S. is. Uganda, 53%. Costa Rica, Rwanda, Turkey, and Venezuela, all 52%. Those are some amazing statistics. There is as much stress in the U.S. as several bankrupt, war-torn, and terrorist states. In short, stress is extremely common and has skyrocketed in recent years. Remarkably, the main factor in our stress, regardless of where you live in the world, it's not your job or your family situation, no. It's your own stinking thinking. That's right. Your stress is self-induced. No one can put stress on you but you. Your stress is an inner game caused by your thoughts, your beliefs, what you may think you're supposed to do, what you think other people think of you, or your interpretation of what the expectations of others may be. I mean, just think about it. Worrying about whether you get the right gift for someone, enough gifts for your spouse or kids, who you're excluding from getting a gift, or Christmas cards, what food or drinks to have at your party, will you have enough, will you have something everyone will like, what parties to attend, which ones to skip, well, will I piss somebody off by not going, should I decorate or not, tree or no tree, the list goes on and on and on. That's a lot to think about. Lots of decisions to make, right? Hell, I'm getting stressed out just thinking about this subject. See what I mean? So when you break it down to the truth, our only obligation is to ourselves. I know that sounds really selfish, but it's the truth. To enjoy the time during the holidays with our families or by ourselves, not having to make sure it's perfect for someone else, that's the pressure or the stress we put on ourselves. Now, I know this may seem harsh, but all the people in your personal and professional lives are not equally important. For your own sanity, especially during the holiday season, focus on the folks who mean the most to you and get to the others later. The happiness of the rest of the world is not our responsibility, period. Since the great pandemic of 2020, our stress and decline in mental health has taken quite a toll on all of us. I think we can all agree on that, right? Reducing stress during the holidays is critical for maintaining our mental health well-being. So here are three effective ways I put together to help minimize the annual holiday stress. Number one, prioritize self-care. Take time for yourself. Amidst the hustle and bustle, carve out moments of self-care. Whether it's reading a book, watching a movie, taking a warm bath, going for a walk, make sure to engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Get enough sleep. Lack of sleep can contribute to heightened stress levels. Ensure you maintain a regular sleep schedule, aiming for anywhere from 6 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Bedtime and wake times should be consistent for best results. Get at least 15 minutes of exercise daily. Get the body moving. There's a powerful mind-body connection that benefits your mind greatly from simple but consistent exercise. Have you ever looked in the mirror and said to yourself, "How come I'm not further along than this?" Or "Why can't I ever seem to get ahead?" Are you frustrated with life, unsure of your future, wanting to make a change in your current situation, but too scared to make that next move? Maybe you want to reach that next level in life or in your business, but not sure what the right move is. Or maybe you feel the best thing to do is nothing at all. Many of you may not know, but along with hosting my own weekly podcast, I'm a personal development, mindset, business, and life coach, where I focus on helping people with self-development, mindset, and how to make positive changes in their lives. And trust me, with all the negativity we've had to deal with these past 2 years, I think we all need some positivity. Positive change and a fresh approach to our life or our business. Sometimes talking to the right person can make all the difference. If you really want to start making those changes in your life, take action right now. Reach out and email, text, call, or direct message me as soon as possible. Do it right now. I'll set you up with a free consultation call and pre-qualify you for either the one-on-one or business coaching that you really need to get your life or your business on the right track to success. Appointments are available right now. And practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness techniques such as meditation or deep breathing exercises into your daily routine. Mindfulness can help you stay present and manage the stress more effectively. Number two, set realistic expectations. Manage expectations. Recognize that the holidays don't have to be perfect. Set realistic expectations for yourself and others, understanding that not everything will go as planned, right? Never does. Very few of us have ever had or ever will have a picture-perfect Hallmark Christmas. That's fantasy land, man, not reality. And the more you try to make it come true, the more disappointment you might experience. That doesn't mean you can't have a wonderful holiday season, especially if you let go of your perfectionism. And that may be difficult for some of you. Delegate tasks. Don't hesitate to ask for help. And delegate responsibilities. Share the workload with family and friends to ease the burden and create a more collaborative and enjoyable holiday experience. Simplify traditions. Consider simplifying your holiday traditions. Focus on activities that bring genuine joy and meaning. And don't feel pressured to engage in every holiday-related event or tradition that comes across your plate. And number three, establish boundaries. Learn to say no. It's okay to decline invitations or additional responsibilities if you already feel overwhelmed. Prioritize your well-being and be selective about the commitments you take on. Set boundaries with your technology. Disconnect from work emails and social media during designated times. This can help create a mental break and allow you to fully engage in holiday activities without constant distractions. I don't know how many times I've sat at a table on the holidays watching everybody looking at their phones, answering text messages, sending memes, or whatever. It's like, you know, we got to put the stuff down. Disconnect, shut the phone off, turn the notifications off, put it in another room, whatever you got to do. but we really need to take some time to disconnect. And it's not just the kids and the teenagers and the Gen X and millennials. It's us baby boomers, too. We're just as bad as they are sometimes. So disconnect, take the distractions out of the equation, and just focus on the people that you're around and enjoy the time that you're in. Communicate openly. Discuss your needs and expectations with family and friends. Clear communication can prevent misunderstandings and reduce the likelihood of added stressors. Remember that everyone's experience during the holidays is going to be unique, so it's important to identify the strategies that will work best for you. Implementing a combination of self-care, realistic expectations, and healthy boundaries can contribute to a more relaxed, enjoyable holiday season. And just so we're all on the same page, I'm not criticizing whatever your particular holiday tasks, traditions, and activities may be. We all have different priorities when it comes to this time of year, right? We all also have the same inner game going on that can drive our stress. Listen, I'm no exception. I really don't look forward to this time of year, not because I hate the holidays. I love the holidays. But I'm getting better at managing my inner thoughts. But the intent of my message this week was to try to give you an understanding of what truly drives our stress, share with you some tactical ways to minimize their effect on us, and a slight mindset shift to help you survive and maybe even enjoy the holiday season. Listen, I also wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of you, my loyal listeners, as well as the occasional listeners, for being part of one of the most gratifying things I've ever dreamed of doing for the past 3 years, sharing my own personally inspirational and motivational thoughts, ideas, and experience on a weekly basis, with the only goal of hoping that it makes a positive impact on you or your business, or hopefully both, as well as others. Fortunately, I've received many emails, texts, and messages verifying that it indeed has helped, and what an incredible feeling that's been. In fact, if there was no Christmas tree in my living room, no presents under the tree, no one to share it with, just knowing that someone listening was impacted, helped, or motivated by the messages I've shared, that would be gift enough for me. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So, I'd just like to wish all of you a joyful, peaceful, and low-stress Merry Christmas and a very happy, prosperous New Year. Well, that's all I had for you today. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate your support, and I hope you have a great week. I can always be reached at www.ricksilover.com, where you can find all my social media links, podcast episodes, blog posts, and much more.